Good morning. This open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, March 27th, 2025 will come to order. Before we begin this morning, we have a special motion. Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Acting. Thank you, Acting Mr. Chairman. We're going to go with that one. Sorry about that. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda document number 2504B.
Thank you, Commissioner Broussard. Commissioners, you've heard the motion. Is there any discussion of the motion? All those in favor say aye.
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 And opposed, the motion carries unanimously. We have a pretty light agenda this morning. Few advisory opinions and then election of officers. So we will begin with draft advisory opinion 2025-03, American Samoa Democrat Party. And I will recognize council.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 2525A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request from the American Samoa Democratic Party. The requester asks whether it qualifies as a state committee of a political party. The draft concludes that it does qualify as a state committee of a political party within the meaning of the Act and Commission regulations. Because the Democratic Party is a political party, the requester is part of the Democratic Party's official party structure, and the requester is responsible for the day-to-day operation of the Democratic Party at the state level. The commission received no comments on the request and no comments on the draft. Thank you, and we're available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Berg. Commissioners, any questions? Any motions? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you. In advisory opinion 2025-03, American Samoa Democratic Party, I move approval of agenda document number 2505A, draft A.
Thank you, Commissioner Broussard. You've heard the motion. Commissioners, any discussion? There being none, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
None opposed, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Up next is draft advisory opinion 2025-02, the Democratic Party of Puerto Rico. And Mr. Lipchick.
Thank you, Acting Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 2503A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by the Democratic Party of Puerto Rico. Requester asks whether it qualifies as a state committee of a political party within the meaning of the Act and Commission regulations. The draft concludes that under the facts presented in the requester does qualify as a state committee of a political party within the meaning of the Act and Commission regulations. Because the Democratic Party is a political party, the requester is part of the Democratic Party's official party structure, and the requester is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Democratic Party in Puerto Rico. We received no comments on the request and no comments on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Lipchick. Commissioners, any questions or comments? There being none, any motions? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you. In advisory opinion 2025-02, Democratic Party of Puerto Rico, I move approval of agenda document number 2503A, draft A.
Thank you, Commissioner Broussard. Commissioners, any discussion? There being none, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
There being none opposed, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Lipchick. Up next is draft advisory opinion 2025-04, Government Accountability Institute. And Mr. Wensinger.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Chair. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda documents 25-4A and 25-4B are draft responses to an advisory opinion request submitted by Government Accountability Institute, a 501c3 organization that conducts investigative journalism and broadcasts its findings on television and radio and publishes books, articles, editorials, documentaries, podcasts, video shorts, and commentary on websites, social media accounts, and in other news outlets. The requester asks whether these activities fall within the media exemption from the definition of contribution, expenditure, and electioneering communication under the Act and Commission regulations. Both drafts conclude that the requester's activities do fall within the media exemption, but they differ in their approach to reaching this conclusion. We received no comments on the request and no comments on the drafts. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Winziger. Commissioners, any questions or comments? Any motions? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you. I am going to move for draft A. In advisory opinion 2025-04, Government Accountability Institute, I move approval of agenda document number 2504A, draft A.
Commissioners, you've heard the motion with regard to draft A. Is there any comment? Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I won't be able to support the motion. It's a longstanding kind of, I think, good faith disagreement. It's some of our views that the government's probing of the legitimacy of a press function is an unconstitutional mission. I understand where that comes from, and I understand there's some precedent inside the building for that. I don't think it would survive very long and under appellate review. Accordingly, I intend to support draft B, which excises that analysis, though it reaches the same result. But I didn't want to be misunderstood in terms of the basis for my vote.
Thank you, Commissioner Dickerson. Any other comments, commissioners? And I will call the question. You've heard Commissioner Broussard's motion with regard to the adoption of 25-04-A. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
No. That motion fails with Commissioner Broussard and Commissioner Lindenbaum in favor and Commissioner Dickerson and myself opposed. Any further motions? Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you. In draft advisory opinion 2025-04, I move the adoption of agenda document number 25-04 Bravo, which is draft B.
Commissioner Lindenbaum.
Thank you. I supported draft A. I think that the reasoning made sense. I may be able to come around to the analysis in draft B and, you know, how it has streamlined some of the issues, but it's not something I'm willing to do without really thinking it through and making sure that I'm seeing around all the different angles, especially since it is something that has been, the analysis used is very much the longstanding analysis. The analysis in draft A is very much the longstanding analysis that we have used. So again, I'm not willing to kind of change our precedent without really making sure I'm thinking around all the edges. That said, I'm glad that we have an agreement on the outcome of this. So hopefully we can then, you know, move for a consensus draft.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindenbaum. Any other comments? Okay, commissioners, you've heard the motion of Commissioner Dickerson for the adoption of 2504-B. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no.
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 The motion fails with Commissioner Dickerson and myself voting in favor, Commissioner Broussard and Commissioner Lindenbaum opposed.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you. A question to council. How much time do we have on the clock for this AOR?
The deadline is April 20th, so we've got some time.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Dickerson.
I move that the Office of General Counsel be instructed to prepare a compromise draft C for circulation on tally to the commission within 2 weeks of the date of today, of this vote.
We will do so. Thank you.
Commissioners,
let's wait for the motion to pass, but thank you.
Commissioners, you've heard the motion of Commissioner Dickerson with regard to a consensus draft. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, no. That passes unanimously. Thank you, Council. next on the agenda is election of officers, and the chair will recognize Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I should note that I refer to the presiding officer of any deliberative body as chair, which is how you do procedure in bodies. You don't do the title of the person, you do the fact that they're chairing the meeting. I don't want to be misunderstood on that either, especially in this context. I think that the chair, the vice chairman of the commission for putting upon the agenda this matter on my behalf. you know, FECA anticipates an evenly divided commission, which I think is key to the credibility of this commission's enforcement decisions and an important congressional decision in terms of the structure of an agency with a very difficult mission. And it further requires some mandatory language that the commission shall elect a chair to preside over our meetings and otherwise carry out the duties of that office. Since the inception of the commission, the chair has traded hands regularly between the parties in alternating years. I think that that is an important, longstanding, multi-decade, prior to my birth, tradition that should be maintained. There's currently a vacancy in the chair, and accordingly, it is my pleasure, partially because Commissioner Broussard is no longer serving in the term for which she was appointed, which is statutory language, and partially because I can personally vouch for her capabilities and temperament. And so it is my pleasure to move the election of Commissioner Shauna M. Broussard to the position of Chair of the Federal Election Commission.
Thank you, Commissioner Dickerson. Commissioners, any other comments? Commissioner Lindenbaum.
Commissioner Dickerson's points are very well taken, and I certainly agree with all the things he said about Commissioner Broussard, but there are a number of issues that we have to deal with right now. Before I take my next step, let me say that I really do hope that Congress is following along and will make some new nominations for the open seats that we have. We are dangerously close to a lack of quorum here. And as much as I have loved working with these three other colleagues, the four of us work quite well together. We need two more people, put simply. But with all that said, on behalf of Commissioner Broussard and myself, I ask that this matter be held over.
Thank you, Commissioner Lindenbaum. I will recognize the request to hold this over to the next open meeting. Thank you. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management and administrative matters that need our attention?
Mr. Acting Chairman, there are no such matters.
Great, thank you. Then that concludes this open meeting of the Federal Election Commission, and we stand adjourned.